going to allow the family to share now. I think Hannah's going to come first and read some thoughts, and then Glenn is going to come, or Cindy, depending upon how they can do that.
Hi. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Britt's older sister. My name is Hannah. I just wanted to read something pretty quick. At the beginning of this year, when, relatively speaking, I really had nothing to complain about, I copied the following quote into my journal. Man has places in his heart which do not yet exist, and into them enters suffering in order that they may have existence. This quote was lifted from a grand green novel in which a man loses all his hope after the death of his lover. Much like the character in this novel, I expected to transform immediately into a psychological ogre upon receiving the news that my sister had died. I should warn you, I might still do that. After all, this event is the one thing I have most feared all 24 years of my life. Few people get to confront their deepest fear, but strangely, I haven't gone as mad as I expected to. It's as if, while I was rummaging through the boxes of old and excess tapes to find appropriate clothes in which to bury my sister, it's almost as if I had accidentally inherited all of her hope. One of my top favorite 632 things about Britt was her tremendous hope in individual people and her almost ludicrous optimism in the human race. It stuck out so much amongst people of our age, stood out almost like a genetic mutation amongst those of us who have grown up post-future, post-God, post-emotion, post-everything. Her hope would just crackle off her mind and body through her jokes, her hugs, her wicked smiles, her arched eyebrows, even when she was trying hardest to affect cynicism. Her hope made her seem vulnerable and naked in a way, although it didn't result from a lack of exposure to the world or from naivete or some fanaticism. It was just because Britt had the deep water optimism that comes from the purest of souls, those who look at the world and, seeing their own beauty reflected off of it, can't help but falling in love with what they see. So I would like to pass this hope and love on to all of you, but especially to all of the radiant, haunted souls here who are blessed and cursed with an almost chemical predisposition to suffering. For those souls especially, like Britt, the choice must be made every day whether they want to let suffering explore new continents in their hearts or whether they are going to let suffering cripple all of their ships and their moorings. A few years ago, I wrote in my journal that memory is a house that expands as one walks through it. But now I am learning that suffering reacts with the human heart in exactly the same way. All of us will understand Britt's life more and more as we grow older, and perhaps even begin to understand her death as well. But to tide us over, I would suggest that you raise a glass, or fold your hands in prayer, or flick a lighter, or turn up the stereo, or dance by yourself in the garage for hours on end like Britt did. Do it in celebration, because it is rare that such light falls on Earth. As skeptical as I am, even I believe that we will be reunited with her someday. But in the meanwhile, I'll have to say goodbye to Britt Erin Miller, my little sister, my best friend, my armchair psychology partner, my favorite cultural critic, the would-be maid of honor at my future wedding, the would-be Aunt Britt to my future kids. You will be with us all the days of our life.
I wasn't going to say anything. I'm not going to share any memories. I just wanted to say this really quick for those of you who couldn't figure it out. figured out. Had my sister been born on a petal, she would have been the most beautiful rose. Had she been born in an angry gust of wind, she would have been a hurricane. Had she been the wind, she would have been born a warm summer's breeze. But she was born my sister. What a wonderful sister she was.